Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.
Sich jeden Tag etwas Neues ausdenken, das unser Leben einfacher macht, etwas, das die Menschheit voranbringt, das hört sich erstmal wie ein Traumjob an. Bei Google nennt sich diese Abteilung, in der das passiert, Google X. Das X steht für das Unbekannte, das es eben gilt zu finden, die Innovation, die Anwendung, die Technik, die das Leben besser macht. Google Glasses zum Beispiel, die Brille ist in der Abteilung entstanden, Googles selbstfahrende Autos auch, Drohnen, die Pakete liefern auch. Das sind sogenannte Moonshots, also Visionen, wie zum Beispiel einen Menschen zum Mond zu schießen, damals in den 70ern, da hat man sich auch gedacht, völlig durchgeknallt, danach hat sich das Leben der Menschheit verändert. Und einer der wichtigsten Männer bei Google in dieser Ex-Moonshot-Abteilung ist Mo Gafdat, 50 Jahre alt, geboren in Ägypten, studiert in Holland. Seit 2013 leitet er dort diese Forschungsabteilung bei Google. Und seine neueste Erfindung ist nichts Technisches, ist nichts Haptisches. Es ist eine Formel für Glück. Und darüber hat er ein Buch geschrieben. Mo, nice to have you in the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me here.
Dein Moonshot-Projekt ist 10 Millionen Menschen glücklich machen, einmal Schweden sozusagen. Wie weit bist du denn schon gekommen? You wanna make 10 million people happy, that's your Moonshot project. How far have you come so far?
Oh, we've overachieved 10 million actually. The current assessment of our reach so far has been 23 million. So the target has gone up just last month. We're now aiming for 1 billion happy, which seems to be a crazy target when you think about it. But 1 billion is not that big in the world of the internet that I have been working on in the last 11 years. So yeah, I'm aiming to reach 1 billion people with a message of happiness over the next 5 years.
Wie machst du das? How are you doing this?
Well, I'm trying the best I can with the universe behind me. I have in 2014 I lost my wonderful son, and that drove me to write a book that's been translated to 30 languages around the world, Solve for Happy. And the book seems to be working. 96% of the readers, 96% of people who watch my videos online will say that it changed their life and helped them find happiness. So the question now is a question of reach. And I'm doing a couple of things that will help us get there. One is I'm starting an exponential function, a movement that is about people telling people, about people wanting people to be happy. And, if every person tells two people who tell two people who tell two people, within 5 years, we can actually get to a billion people. And then I'm setting up a foundation funded by my effort and my finances and hopefully the contribution of others, where we are going to provide the resources in local languages around algorithms and methods that work, predictable engineered models that allow us to find happiness all the time.
Habe ich das richtig verstanden, dass es bei dir eigentlich nur darum geht, dass Leute sich sagen, dass sie glücklich sind und dann sagt sich der Nächste, ich bin glücklich? Is this just about telling that you're lucky, that you're happy and the other people will get happy as well?
Not at all. Happiness is a very, is a very well-engineered model. Just like, if you go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week and eat healthy, you will become fit. If you follow certain practices that are mostly removed from our daily life because of the illusions of the modern world, if you follow those practices, you will predictably find happiness. You will not find happiness all the time. Occasionally, life will throw something at you that will make you a little unhappy, but with a predictable model, you can always restore yourself back to happiness using an algorithm and a predictable model.
Also ist Glück dann eigentlich nur eine Illusion? So is happiness just an illusion for you?
Quite the opposite. Happiness is your default setting as a child. We're all born happy. So, when we were a few months old, all we needed was the basic needs for survival. We needed food, we needed shelter, we needed warmth, and we did not need an Xbox or someone to tell us how beautiful our hair is to look happy, as we, to feel happy. And as we became adults and engaged in the modern world, the illusions of the modern world caused our unhappiness. Illusions such as, the shape of your body matters and you need to look like a model on a magazine to be beautiful. Illusions that are all about success and striving in life and that money matters and competition and greed and all of that. And as we follow those illusions, we break our happiness equation consistently because basically nothing meets our expectations anymore and we become perpetually unhappy.
Auf was sollten wir uns denn dann eigentlich konzentrieren, um glücklich zu werden? On what should we focus to be happy?
So we need to understand what happiness is. Happiness is not that fun that we get on Friday evening when we go out to a party. Happiness is a very peaceful, content feeling that we get when the events of life meet our expectations or our hopes or our model of how life should behave. I summarize that in a very simple equation. Your happiness is equal to or greater than the difference between the events of your life and your hopes and wishes and expectations of how life should behave. Now, that equation actually makes it so clear that unhappiness is just a survival mechanism. It's the reaction that your brain gives you when the events of life seem to be a bit of a threat to how life should be. You know, it's not exactly the model that your brain wants to see for the events of life so that it feels safe. And so it triggers unhappiness. Now, if you understand that algorithm, you realize that the average adult brain returns the answer to this equation as negative 60 to 70% of the time. 60 to 70% of the time, our brains will tell us that something is wrong. On average, right? Mm-hmm. But is that even realistic? I mean, if you're a German citizen walking in the streets with safety around you, with ample food in the supermarkets and so on and so forth, is it possible that 70% of your day is wrong? No, it isn't. The reason is you're solving the equation wrong. And in Solve for Happy, what I try to do is I show you the illusions of the modern world that make you input the wrong data into the equation and as a result get the wrong result.
Wenn unsere Vorstellungen erfüllt werden, dann fühlen wir uns glücklich. Sprich, wir müssen also an unseren Vorstellungen arbeiten, damit wir nicht so oft unglücklich sind, sagt Google-Ingenieur Mo Gafdat. Es geht um eine Formel des Glücks und die sagt, das alles ist in unserem Kopf drin. Wenn wir es schaffen, Ereignisse, Emotionen, Gedanken umzustellen, neu zu konnotieren und nicht nur ans Negative zu denken, sondern vorausschauen, dann haben wir eine Chance, Glück zu erfahren. Deswegen wollte ich von Mo wissen, glaubst du wirklich, eine Formel kann zu mehr Glück führen? Egal wie reich, egal wie arm, egal wie viele Kinder, egal wie viele Freunde man hat. Do you really believe that an algorithm can help people to get happy, no matter if they're poor, without a job, without a family, without friends?
Well, the results so far have been proving this to be true. As I said, 96% of the readers believe it works for them. But yes, absolutely. Because, as I said, you know, happiness is inside us already. It's being buried under all of the beliefs that we've developed in the modern world. Now, if you remove those beliefs, you will find happiness because it's always there. It's always waiting for you to remove the reasons for unhappiness.
Mau, ist es nicht ein bisschen lustig, dass du als Ingenieur quasi dich um neue Technologien kümmerst, gleichzeitig aber auch sagst, die machen uns gar nicht glücklich? Isn't it a little bit funny, Mau, that you're a tech guy, you're an engineer, but you do not think that technologies can make us happier?
Well, technology is just a tool. Remember, we cannot blame the tool for what we feel. So technology, social networks, for example, help me stay in touch with my daughter who lives in Canada as I travel the world. It's a beautiful thing that can be used to make me happy. On the other hand, if I spend 2 hours a day or even half an hour a day just, you know, scrolling through things and liking and disliking and feeling upset and all of that, it's not the problem of the tool. It's the problem of how we use it. Now, I would probably tend to believe that we've overused technology in ways that is making us, forget a bit about our true human nature and our true connections and our true needs in terms of love and connection and, you know, being with others. And that is actually affecting our happiness negatively. Mm-hmm. Having said that, my expectation is that hopefully a little bit with my efforts on 1 billion happy and what I advocate for people to do to find their happiness, but also through the development of technology in the future, we should hopefully find more human-friendly technologies that are hopefully going to deliver the promise finally and make us happier.
Mm-hmm. Was sagst du jemand, der heute an diesem Sonntag unglücklich ist? What would you like to tell a person who is on this Sunday really unhappy?
Well, I will ask for one thing and one thing only. Find the truth. Ask yourself if the thoughts inside your head that are causing your unhappiness are absolutely true. Is it worth your unhappiness? You know, is there an alternative? Is there something you can do about them? If there is something you can do about them, do it and stop being unhappy. If there isn't something you can do about them, can you accept life for what it is? Because life is sometimes harsh. Right? So life wants us to learn and life wants us to sometimes change direction. Can we accept the things we cannot change and then hopefully engage in life, not to fix them, but to make tomorrow a little better than today and after tomorrow a little better than tomorrow. I think the main idea is to believe that unhappiness really doesn't change anything. It just makes us feel bad. It puts us in a corner and it doesn't improve the world in any way. Engaging is what makes us, what makes our lives better.
Mhm. Weil Glück so wahnsinnig schwierig zu fassen ist. Kannst du, Mo, vielleicht mal ein Beispiel machen, wie man Dinge umkonnotiert, wie man Dinge umdenkt, so dass man glücklicher wird? Could you make an example how your thoughts or the things that are in your brain connect different, that you will be happier about a situation?
Basically, I allow my brain to bring only useful thoughts or joyful thoughts.
Hmm.
If my brain brings me a useless thought that tortures me and doesn't improve life in any way, I reject it. So I'll give you two very quick examples. I lost my child, you know, my son, my best friend, due to a human error in the simplest of surgical operations. Now my brain started to attack me and say, you know, you should have driven him to another hospital. Yeah, it's a valid thought brain. I appreciate it. I wish I could, but is it useful in any way? Can I actually go back now and drive him to a different hospital? No, I cannot. So I tell my brain to stop that thought. And instead, I ask my brain to bring me a useful thought. A useful thought would be write his model of happiness down, share it with 10 million people, and now hopefully a billion people, make a billion people happy as a result of the loss of your son. Well, that does not bring him back still, but it does make the world a slightly better place tomorrow than it is today. Now, a useful thought not only stops me thinking about the thoughts that make me unhappy, but it also improves my life and the life of people around me going forward. A joyful thought would also work, even if it doesn't change the world. So occasionally my brain will tell me, well, you know, Ali, your son died. And I will tell my brain, yeah, but he also lived. And once I start to think about the fact that he lived, my brain starts to bring me memories, beautiful memories of the times we played together, the times we laughed together, the times we played music together. And those are from the same fabric of Ali died is the same fabric of Ali lived. It's just a joyful way of looking at life. And I urge everyone, I mean, I've lived in Germany for a while in my life, and as sometimes it is hard, there is so much to enjoy. There is so much safety. There is so much prosperity. There is so much success. There is so much knowledge. There is so much sophistication and great people to talk to. And maybe if we start to look at the joyful sides of our life, we will be unhappy a little less often.
Sagt Mo Gafdat, Leiter der Forschungsabteilung bei Google, hat ein Buch geschrieben, Die Formel für Glück und wie sie diese nutzen. Er macht bei Google X, das ist diese Abteilung, die sich neue Sachen immer ausdenkt, gerade Pause, um das Buch uns ans Herz zu legen. In ein paar Monaten, da darf er wieder zurück in Silicon Valley, dann wieder Innovationen für die Menschen ausdenken. Das Gespräch mit Mo, das haben wir kurz vor der Sendung heute aufgezeichnet.
Deutschlandfunk Nova, Grünstreifen.